Welcome to the AI Hub, a podcast for AI-driven side hustles designed for IT professionals like you.
From cutting-edge AI tools to practical, no-nonsense tips, each episode brings you closer to turning tech into income.
Tune in to discover smart and sustainable ways to boost your career and income with AI.
Welcome back to AI Hub. I'm your host, Larry.
Hi, Amanda. Happy to be here.
Ready for another deep dive?
Always.
Today, we're asking, could AI be the key to humanity's future? Or will it lead to our downfall? We're going to explore both the incredible potential and the possible risks.
It's a big question.
It is.
With even bigger implications.
Yeah.
Let's dive in.
So we hear about AI everywhere, but what really got me thinking were these stories about how it's like starting to move beyond just the digital world.
Oh, absolutely.
Have you heard about this robot, Jackrabbit?
I have. It's incredible.
Developed at Stanford.
Yeah.
It's designed to like navigate crowds, you know, learning how to move smoothly among people.
What's remarkable about Jackrabbit is that it's not just following, you know, some pre-programmed instructions. It's actually using algorithms to learn from the way humans behave, like in real time, adapting its movements to avoid collisions and blend in with the flow of the crowd.
It's almost like it's developing a sense of intuition.
Right.
Right. It's more advanced than a self-driving car in some ways.
No. In some ways, yeah.
It's not just robots learning to walk and talk either.
Yeah, not at all.
NASA is using AI in some pretty mind-blowing ways too.
Oh, absolutely. They're doing some really cool things with AI. Like, they're using supercomputers with AI to simulate the Earth's oceans, which helps them predict climate change decades into the future. And they're also using AI to analyze massive data sets from, you know, space exploration missions, helping us understand the universe in ways we never could before.
Okay, that's super cool.
It is.
But then there's this whole other level of AI that's both exciting and, you know, a little terrifying.
Yeah.
Quantum computing.
Right.
Imagine a computer millions of times more powerful than anything we have today.
Quantum computing is still, you know, it's very much in its early stages, but the potential is staggering. We're talking about the possibility of developing new life-saving drugs, designing materials with unimaginable properties, even unlocking the secrets of the universe. I mean, who knows?
It all sounds amazing. But I have to admit, a part of me is also thinking, hold on, what could go wrong?
Yeah.
Could this level of computing power be misused?
It's a valid concern, definitely. Like any powerful technology, quantum computing has the potential for both good and bad. It's like discovering a new source of energy could power our cities or be used to create devastating weapons.
And if we combine that kind of power with AI, things could get really unpredictable, right? Like, what happens when AI becomes smarter than humans? That's the intelligence explosion we hear about, right?
Exactly. The intelligence explosion is a hypothetical event where AI surpasses human intelligence and begins to, you know, rapidly improve itself, leading to an exponential increase in its capabilities. Some experts believe this could lead to a future where AI solves our biggest problems, while others fear it could pose an existential threat to humanity.
So we're talking about a potential future where AI could outthink, outmaneuver, and potentially even, like, outcontrol us.
That's the fear, yeah. And it's why some experts are calling for, you know, careful consideration of the ethical implications of advanced AI, making sure we develop it responsibly and with the appropriate safeguards in place.
It's like we're building a spaceship without a steering wheel.
Yeah.
We might get off the ground, but we have no control over where we end up.
That's a great analogy. We need to make sure we're steering the development of AI in a direction that benefits all of humanity.
So how do we do that?
That's a great question.
How do we ensure AI is used for good?
That's what we'll explore in the next part of our deep dive. We'll look at the steps being taken to ensure responsible AI development, the potential benefits of this technology, and how we can all play a role in shaping its future.
I'm ready for part two. This is getting really interesting.
Me too. We've got a lot more to unpack, so stay tuned.
So we've talked about the potential risks of AI.
Right.
Especially with, like, quantum computing and the possibility of an intelligence explosion.
Yeah.
But let's not forget that AI also has incredible potential for good.
Absolutely. It's easy to get caught up in, you know, the what ifs and the scary scenarios. But AI is already being used to solve some of the world's most pressing problems.
Like what? Give me some examples.
Well, in healthcare, for instance, AI is being used to develop new drugs and treatments, diagnose diseases earlier and more accurately, and even assist surgeons during complex procedures.
It's amazing. It sounds like AI could like revolutionize healthcare.
It definitely could. And it's not just healthcare. AI is also being used to address climate change, optimizing energy consumption, developing renewable energy sources, and even predicting natural disasters.
So AI can help us create a more sustainable future.
Exactly. And it can also transform education by creating personalized learning experiences, you know, tailored to each student's individual needs and learning styles.
It's like having a personal tutor for every student.
In a way, yeah. AI can adapt to the way each student learns best, providing personalized feedback and support. It can also help teachers by automating administrative tasks, freeing up more time for them to focus on individual student needs.
Okay, I'm starting to see the potential here.
Yeah.
But we still need to be cautious, right? We need to make sure AI is developed and used responsibly.
Absolutely. That's why there's a growing movement focused on responsible AI development. Researchers, policymakers, and industry leaders are working together to, you know, establish ethical guidelines, develop safeguards, and ensure AI is used for the benefit of all humanity.
So it's not just about the technology itself,
right?
But also about how we use it.
Exactly. It's about asking the right questions, anticipating potential consequences, and ensuring AI aligns with our values.
Sounds like a complex challenge.
It is, but it's a challenge we need to embrace. The future of AI is not predetermined. It's something we're all shaping together.
That's a good point.
Yeah.
We all have a role to play in ensuring AI is used for good.
Right. And it starts with staying informed, engaging in conversations about the ethical implications of AI, and advocating for responsible development and use.
So it's not just up to the experts to figure this out.
Not at all. This is a conversation that needs to involve everyone. The more we understand about AI, the better equipped we'll be to shape its future.
Okay, that makes sense. But what about the concerns about AI taking our jobs? Is that something we should be worried about?
It's a valid concern, for sure. AI will undoubtedly automate some jobs, but it will also create new ones. The key is to focus on developing skills that complement AI rather than trying to compete with it.
So it's more about adapting to a changing world.
Exactly. We need to be thinking about what humans do best. Things like creativity, problem solving, critical thinking, empathy, and how we can leverage those skills in a world where AI is increasingly prevalent.
Sounds like we need to be proactive, not reactive.
Absolutely. We can't just wait for something to go wrong before we start taking this seriously. We need to be actively involved in shaping the development of AI, ensuring it aligns with our values.
And how do we do that? What can, like, individuals like us actually do?
Well, for starters, we can stay informed about the latest developments in AI and the ethical discussions surrounding it. We can also support organizations that are working to promote responsible AI development.
Right.
And we can engage in conversations about AI with our friends, family, and communities.
That's a good point.
Yeah.
The more people who are aware of the issues, the better.
Exactly. And don't be afraid to ask questions, you know? Challenge assumptions and voice your concerns. This is a conversation that needs to involve everyone.
It really feels like we're on the verge of something huge with AI. Like we're standing at the edge of a new frontier. You know?
Yeah, I know what you mean. It's exciting and maybe a little bit daunting too, right?
Yeah.
We've talked about the benefits and the risks.
Right.
The possibilities, the challenges.
It's a lot to wrap your head around.
It is.
So after this deep dive,
yeah,
what stands out to you? Do you feel like more optimistic or more cautious about the future of AI?
That's a great question. I don't think there's a simple answer. For me, it's a mix of both, I think. I'm excited, definitely, about the potential of AI to solve problems.
Yeah.
You know, some of our biggest problems, but I'm also aware of the risks and the need for, you know, developing it responsibly.
Right, right.
It's like we're holding this incredibly powerful tool.
Yeah.
And it's up to us to use it wisely.
Exactly.
And that means being informed, engaged, and proactive. We can't just wait for someone else to figure it out. We all have a role to play.
So what's the first step? What can, like, our listeners do right now?
Well, the most important thing is to just stay curious. Keep learning about AI, follow the developments, engage in conversations about the ethical implications, you know?
Right.
Don't be afraid to ask tough questions.
Yeah.
Challenge assumptions.
Right.
Voice your concerns. This is a conversation that needs to involve everyone.
You know, one thing that really stuck with me from this conversation
Yeah.
is that The future of AI isn't predetermined. It's something we're creating, like right now.
Absolutely.
With every choice we make.
Yeah, that's a powerful thought.
It is, it is.
It reminds us we're not just passive observers.
Right.
We have agency, you know? We can shape the future we want to see.
And that future could be incredible. Imagine a world where AI is helping us solve climate change,
right.
Eradicate diseases,
right.
Create a more equitable and just society.
It's a future worth striving for.
Yeah, it is.
And it's a future we can build together.
So to all our listeners out there,
yeah,
keep exploring, keep questioning, and keep pushing for an AI-powered future that benefits all of humanity.
Couldn't have said it better myself.
This has been AI Hub. And if you've enjoyed this deep dive into the world of AI, make sure to subscribe to our channel for more thought-provoking discussions on the future of this incredible technology.
We'll be back soon
with more insights and explorations into the ever-evolving landscape of AI. Until then, keep those questions coming and stay curious. This is Larry.
See you next time.
Signing off.
Welcome to the AI Hub, a podcast for AI-driven side hustles designed for IT professionals like you.
From cutting-edge AI tools to practical, no-nonsense tips, each episode brings you closer to turning tech into income.
Tune in to discover smart and sustainable ways to boost your career and income with AI.